Part A.
You will hear five different people. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list what each speaker says. Use the letters only once.
You now have 30 seconds to look at Part A.
Speaker A.
I always used to use the train a lot when I was younger, to get to and from school. I lived miles away, and there was no other way of getting there. But there's no way I'd use it today. The delays are ridiculous. I'll take the bus rather than the train any time.
Speaker B.
I think the worst journey of my life was on the train. It took me 10 hours to travel from London to my home. It should only have taken 1 hour, 15 minutes. 2 trains broke down and they wouldn't let us get off the train. It was a nightmare.
Speaker C.
I refuse to travel by train in the rush hour. There are far too many people in the carriages and you can never find a seat. Sometimes I've had to stand the whole way, and with the shoes I wear, that's not a good thing.
Speaker D.
The government tells us to leave our cars at home and take the train. But what's the point if it costs a fortune to travel anywhere? I'd like to be more environmentally friendly, but they'll have to do something about the fares first.
Speaker E.
One thing I've noticed recently is that the carriages are much cleaner than they used to be. I don't know if it's because of the passengers or the staff, but it certainly makes a difference.
That is the end of Part A. Part B. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions.
We often see litter in the streets, on beaches and in parks, but how many people know that there's also litter in space? Today, Adam Green, a journalist, talks about this problem. Adam, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Adam, how did you become interested in the problem of litter in space?
Well, that's a good question. I'd never been particularly interested in space, or litter for that matter, but then I came across a story about an astronaut called Edward White. In 1965, he lost a glove during the first American spacewalk. It made me think about what other rubbish was up there. After all, astronauts live and work in space, don't they? So they must create rubbish.
So you started to investigate?
That's right. There aren't many books on the subject, and the internet wasn't that helpful. So I talked to different environmental groups, and I was amazed at what I found out. I felt that people didn't really know anything about it, and that it was something useful to write about.
What rubbish is there in space?
Well, There are things you would expect, such as bits of spacecraft and tools that astronauts have dropped. But amazingly, there are also things that you would find in your own rubbish bin. Plastic bags, broken pens, bent CDs and so on. I was astonished. There are thousands of bits of rubbish up there, and the amount is growing.
And what sort of problems can this cause?
Well, the fact is that bits of rubbish of any size, shape and material can reach speeds of thousands of kilometres an hour in space. This means if even a very small piece of rubbish hit a spacecraft, it could damage it. Or, of course, it could injure an astronaut who's outside his or her spaceship.
So have there been many accidents involving rubbish in space itself?
Thankfully not, so far.
Why do you think that is?
Well, space is very, very big, and so the chances of being hit are small. But, on the other hand, as I say, space rubbish is increasing, so perhaps this situation will change.
And finally, I imagine everybody listening will want to know the answer to this question. Does space rubbish ever fall to Earth?
Well, in 1979, the space station's Skylab fell from space. It broke up, and bits of it fell into the Indian Ocean and across Western Australia.
Really?
Yes, but I wouldn't worry too much if I were you. There are few incidents of this kind, really. There's more danger in space itself.
That is the end of Part B. You now have 1 minute to transfer your answers. That is the end of the exam.